Kushaving Alat Hayir alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing okay. I would like to relate the following story as a hakduma to an insight in this week's parsha. The story occurred in 1790 in a town called Dibna, and it's a rainy, cold day, and there is a father and a child walking down the avenue hand in hand. People are passing, people are coming, people are going, and one of the bypasses is none other than the Dibna Magid. The Dibna Magid takes one look at this father and child and says there's something wrong with this picture. And then he notices that the father is not leading the child is leading the father. He goes over and he asks the Yingele, Yingele, wie geht es? And the father, in a nervous and tense voice, starts yelling at the Yingele, do not talk to strangers, keep on going. And Dibna Magid get the Yingele aglet and says, Yingele, what's going on here? And the Yingele bursts out crying and he says, my mother passed away 7 months ago. My father, Loyalini, is a Saginua, does not have eyesight, and I am my father's eyes, and I am leading him to the local soup kitchen where we can get a warm meal. Dibna Magid's heart goes out at this picture, and he tells the Yingele and the father, please come to my house, let me have the privilege of serving you a hot meal in a comfortable setting. And again, the father gives his child a hard time, but the child begs the father. He says, Tata, the seed looks like an honest Elcha mensch. And what doesn't the father do for a child? And they end up in the seed's home. After a warm meal, Dibna Magid took the opportunity and starts asking the child, you go to Chayde, you learn? And the child says, how can I go to Chayde? I am my father's eyes. I need to be around them a whole day. Dibna Magid once again starts pleading with the father, please, all my children have moved out. They're adults. I have a big empty house. Please move into my home. I will see to it that my housekeepers, my Rebbetzin, will look after your needs during the course of the day so you can send your child to yeshiva. The father doesn't want, and the child once again pleads with the father, and the father is maskim, and they move into the Dibna Magid's home. Lo yalini, a few months later, this father takes ill and passes away, and this child is left by the Dibna Magid as a kalach, the keyusim for Dibna Magid to raise. And Dibna Magid, el chahayt, with Mesiris Nefesh, raises this child. Rabboisai, this child grew up to be none other than the Gudel Hador, Reb Shloime Klieger, who was the Magid and the Ruv in Brod. Brod was an ir v'em b'Yisruel. Reb Shloime Klieger, in the course of his life, wrote 375 Svurim, Keminyan Shloime. And he used to say, he says, you know, that rainy, cold day, when I was walking with my father, there were three types of people that were walking down the street. There were people that were totally oblivious what's going on in the surroundings. Like today, people on their cell phones, texting, talking. Amish Kananik was titzach. The people that say, hey, what happened? And then there was another group of people that were walking down the street and they passed by and they said, oy vai, nebuch, this is Azami Rachmunas, and they walked weiter. Then there was one person, the Dibna Magid, who said there's something wrong with the picture in Medavdo Epistin. It's the people who make things happen. The Boisad, the Torah tells us in this week's parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu is in the desert and he sees the sneh boyer ba'ish, and he says, you know what, Asirinu, let me make a left turn and check out the situation. Wow, when he sees a sneh burning, let's stop for a moment and think, is that a pesach godless? If you're driving down the road and you see some smoyer de kazakh, you see Niagara Falls, you see a fire, you see something, is that, wow, you get credit for making a detour to checking out the situation? Why is the Torah telling us that Moshe said, let me see Madia la'yivar esneh? That's a very common zach. The Mefarshim, the Talmid Bashem, say that we got to go back to Shlishi. Shlishi, it says that Vayiba Yumamuaim, and Moshe grew up, and Moshe went out, Vayaitza el Echo, Vayarbis of Loisom. So Rasha tells us that, what is the Torah telling us? Say the Torah is telling us two things. Torah is telling us the first thing that Vayigdal Moshe grew up, yay, became an adult like all of us. You're 18, you're 20, you could get yourself driver's license, I could buy alcohol, I could buy tobacco, I could get married, I'm an adult. But the Torah is telling us adulthood alone is a shkan groisa godless. Goyim become adults, balechayim grow up and they go from one stage in their life to another. You know what a true adult is? Vayaitza yalecha vayar b'sav loisam. That Rasha says that nusin aino v'libay liyis meitzir alayim. He was worried of Yiddish atzudis. Ham de tamida b'shem gizuk. You want to know why Moshe was zoicha to see the sneh? When the Torah zuk dorten, that he says, let me look at the sneh. That was a repayment from the Eibishter. Because he looked and he analyzed Yiddish Tzuris. You know what the schar for that is, Moshe? You are going to be the Noisen HaToyre. You are going to see a Sneh Boyer Ba'esh. It's no big deal to see a Sneh Boyer Ba'esh and to stop. It's a big deal to walk down the street and to see a father walking with a child and to analyze it and to figure out that this is a problem and take care of the situation. The Torah is sending us a powerful message. We all want to be Noisen HaToyre. We want to be able to pass down Torah to our Kinderlich, to our Einiglich, to our Talmidim. We all want to be Mekablei HaToyre, to be able to be Mekablei what the Eibishter wants us to do and to hear the Dvar Hashem. The Torah is telling us, you want to know how you can be Zoiche Vayar B'Sav Loisam. When you go into Besmedrish, you go into a Chasana, you're walking down the street, you had a kid that you're sitting around with your friends or you're sitting with your family. Look at them, analyze them, see if everything is okay with them, and if not, figure out what you can do to help them. This is what the Eibishter wants from us. And then the Torah tells us this week, you know what the schar is? The schar is v'ne hasneh boyer aber hasneh neni ikol. That is a siman of Torah v'sed brenen at sof kol adoyres, and that light will never be extinguished. Alech tege Shabbos.